Jacksonville City Councilman Bill Gulliford is joined by other city council members, firefighters, and police officers Thursday as he lauds the success of Project Save Lives.
We're saving lives. That's what we decided we were going to do, and we're saving lives, obviously, and I don't think there's anything more rewarding than that.
The two-year-old program, which the city is funding through September, has had nearly 200 patients. In that group, there was a 71% decrease in overdose-related incidents from 2017 to 2018, according to Jacksonville Fire and Rescue. Project Save Lives partners with 7 emergency rooms to streamline services. When overdose patients arrive at the participating hospitals, they're paired with recovery peer specialists, who work with doctors and nurses to support them. The peer specialists have themselves experienced addiction. That's in part why the program has been successful, says Fire and Rescue spokesman Mark Rowley.
And here are people who have taken something so daunting, and they are turning it around to save lives.
The number of overdose emergency calls dropped from nearly 3,700 in 2017 to a little over 3,200 last year. Abu Karadan, 89.9 WJCT News.